Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about bosses. Our first question involves a new boss who acts casual, but then he keeps changing the rules.
Frustrating.
Our second question entails a boss who is retiring soon and uses his staff to keep him entertained.
Oh,
we've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, Logan, let's just go to the first question.
I recently got a writing job at a very prestigious publication, and I'm really enjoying my work. My boss is a seemingly relaxed guy, but he's given me a number of mixed messages, and I'm feeling confused. When I first started working for him, he said, "We're very loose about working hours here. You can come in any time between 9 and 10 a.m. The first time I came in at 9:45, he asked why I came in so late. He also keeps scheduling 9 a.m. meetings and early morning calls. In addition, he keeps changing the range of my responsibilities. I've gone from writing all of the online content for one section to managing three sections. If the hours are fixed at 9 to 5, I'd like to know. And if I'm going to be doing three times the work I signed up for, I'd like more pay and a better title. How should I approach the situation?"
Yeah. Wow. You know, this is not the first time I've heard this.
Yes, I was thinking that exact same thing, Kathy.
You know, it's also, I hate to talk about dating, but sometimes because Catherine's one of her favorite topics, but sometimes you will date someone who will tell you things about themselves. Oh, well, I'm very liberal, and then it turns out they're not.
Right.
So I think people say stuff on an interview. They oversell, or maybe he does believe that on some level he's a flexible guy, but he's really not. So it's still, you would like to be able to trust some the things the person who you're working for tells you, but clearly this is somebody who either makes up the rules as he goes along.
Yeah.
Or doesn't even know he's doing it.
I think there's a lot of unconscious behavior going on here.
I would totally
here.
Told and this guy unconscious.
I would also say that he probably likes to think of himself as a casual, relaxed boss, right? So he doesn't want to be someone, a taskmaster, who says, "Why'd you come in so late at 9:45? But ultimately, really, he needs probably closer to a 9 to 5.
I mean, he probably meant I'm relaxed, like 9:05 would be okay.
That's probably what he meant.
If you bring him a coffee while you come in.
And I haven't already scheduled a meeting.
And you're running in the door. He probably just doesn't want to, you know, appear too rigid.
Yeah. Right.
But I think it's difficult because then you don't know about anything. You don't know
what to trust in terms of what he says.
Right.
And tells you your job is and tells you his expectations are.
I mean, typically what happens in companies like this is you eventually understand the person.
Right.
And know what things actually mean versus what you think they should mean.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you eventually learn, oh, you know, that means something else.
That's so interesting. Yeah. You develop like a lexicon for that individual's words.
Right. And hopefully there's someone in the company who will clue you in.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, when he says be on time, he means 2 hours early. I mean, somebody can clue you in. But it's still, you know, it's somewhat unprofessional. This sounds like a small business.
Interesting. Well, she said prestigious, or he says a very prestigious publication. So it's probably an established business, but this person is running perhaps that department almost as if it were a small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's obviously personality-driven, because if you work in a bigger company, it's very clear what the hours are.
Right.
But with this person, it's not. So you could go to them for some clarification, but I would go to the other coworkers first.
Mm-hmm. And say, how does this guy operate?
And how does it really work here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the responsibilities?
Yeah.
In the changing job?
That's
titles?
The job.
It's really managing three sections,
multiple?
Not one
That's
section.
That's the job. I mean, you know. Yeah, He's not a man of his word, that's for sure.
Clearly.
He's a man of many words, very few of which are true or consistent. I think it's also that whole thing of consistency,
yes.
Right? It
mm-hmm.
could be, because we've talked about this before, there are people who at the moment that something is coming out of their mouths believe it is true, mm-hmm. believe that what they are saying is the truth.
It is in that moment.
In that moment, exactly.
It is, right. I understand that. I love you. It's in that moment only.
I'll call you.
Hypothetically speaking.
Let's do lunch. Yeah, those kinds of things.
Right.
So if that's the case, then I think that is very smart to go to other people who've already worked for this individual and ask, how does it really work here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you could even ask, when you were brought on, did your job change considerably over the time that you started working here?
Right. And
just for a reality check.
Right. Do things change? And then if somebody who's been there and that is the situation, they'll actually say, oh, look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, your job may change again. And this is the way it is. You have to stay really flexible.
Right.
Yeah. So you got to get the true picture.
I actually worked for someone who was like this, mm-hmm. not exactly like this, but who would say one thing and then say, I didn't say that. We're doing this, you know, change on a regular basis. And I remember that once I realized, like, it's everything's up for change,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that I just wrote everything in pencil and sort of got ready for the second version of whatever the first version was, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, look, you have to look at the situation. You have to understand the bigger picture. Like, you're trying to get a publication out.
Right.
So what it takes to get that publication out maybe is not clear. And maybe it changes. It evolves.
Right.
And you have to be willing to be flexible and stay open to whatever that is. Not everybody can do that.
I'm also thinking that it could be great to practice managing up with this individual,
mm-hmm.
where you meet with them on a regular basis and just check in to see if what he or she stated as their expectations remain to be their expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my understanding is we need to focus on this project or this kind of content today, and just let me know if that's changing.
I just think you have to talk to your coworkers and find out the correct meaning of, mm-hmm. of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Understand that what things mean with him.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all code.
Right.
For a dual meaning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Right.
About the code?
Yeah, that.
I do. I also think it wouldn't be bad to meet with this kind of person, because unstructured people, relaxed people, like the mm-hmm. other thing I get is that this is not a manager per mm-hmm. se, it's a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference between a boss and a manager. So once you understand what he means, then I would still, if I were in this situation, try to create some kind of structure by virtue of just a regular check-in.
Because mm-hmm.
things are going to change, right? That we know.
Right. So I think you also have to decide whether you can live with this.
Right.
Right. I'm not sure that this person can do. Maybe.
Well, maybe if you understand that this is the way it is, you can live with it, knowing that it's every day it's up for grabs. But, you know, you'd have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, you're saying that the fact that it's three times the work that he or she originally signed up for, that's the real job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a period of time that you wait to find out what the real job is?
Well, does it say how long this person's working there? No, right?
Recently got a writing job.
I mean, you know, pretty
let's
much
say a couple months, maybe.
Within the first, by 3 months, you should have a good idea of what this job entailed.
Right.
And it's not always what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it may rarely be what you thought it was going to be. But that's a good
Surprise.
Thing to be aware of. Exactly. It's a good thing to know that it does take a while to see what your actual job entails.
You know, I have a client who just took a new job, and she said that through all the interviews and had actually worked with the client as a consultant for a while, she really thought she understood what the problems were going in. And then mm-hmm. she went in and found out that those were not the problems, that there was a complete other set of problems. And I think that's what happens.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're promoted within a company and know the deal,
right.
You just don't know. what it is. So now this person has an idea of what the real job is.
Right. And the real arrival time is.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so what we're saying is you have to find out what this person's actual language means. Mm-hmm. And the best way to find that out is to ask people who work there, mm-hmm. have been there for a while and have worked with him extensively. The second piece is to understand that your job, the fact that you're doing three times the work you signed up for is because you're actually now doing the job that you were hired for.
That's right.
And so you just have to deal with it or go elsewhere.
Right. And you were also saying manage up a bit, meet with this person regularly so you understand the changing priorities.
Right.
Which is
once you find
not
out
a bad idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with another boss problem.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Logan, what's our next question?
I'm dealing with a strange but very real situation at my job. I've been working for the same boss for more than 20 years, and he's planning to retire within the year. He comes to my desk every day, probably five times a day, with stories or jokes or trivial pieces of information that he wants to tell me. Because he is my boss, I feel like I have to act interested in what he has to say. So I stop what I'm doing and listen. His constant interruptions, however, are very disruptive to my workflow. I usually have to wait until he leaves for the day before I can get any of my work done. Is there a way for me to politely ask him to leave me alone?
No. Can you work from home?
I just want to tell our listening
so
audience that Kathy was
date?
Shaking her head as she was listening to this.
Oh, boy. I once had a boss who was an alcoholic, and he would start drinking at 12 o'clock. So if you had anything important you needed to talk to him about, you had to get in there before noon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Way before noon, actually.
Yeah.
And then once he came back, usually around 3, 4 o'clock, he would call people in, and then you were in for hours.
Right.
Oh, my.
And you
no escape.
No, you was no escape because he would go on rants about things. Some of it was helpful. Some of it was just comedy. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. So
this is another version of that in the sense that the person is retiring.
Well, he was eventually, it took so long for them to get rid of him. I couldn't believe they allowed this to go on for so long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was the 80s, so
when drinking
different.
Was fine,
it was completely fine, and we smoked in the office too. He would call you in, and we'd give everyone a cigarette, and you had to smoke with him. And
oh
the room
gosh.
Was just full of smoke and alcohol. It was bizarre. This is my first real big job.
Wow.
Anyway, he was such a big drinker that I went by the bar I knew he drank at night. He's been dead for a while. And there he's got a plaque.
Oh, my God.
He's a really big drinker. So, we could never get him to do it any differently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we tried all different kinds of tactics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is unfortunate, but this is the deal. So
your job involves listening to your retiring boss.
Unfortunately, and entertaining it. For the time being.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you could work from home or you could go just get so busy that it calls on somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
well,
you
that's
can,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, all split the, you know, the thing. Like we kind of did that. We would go, okay, it's your turn to go in there. Like we would split. And we'd back
strategic.
Each other. Yeah, we got strategic about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So you could approach if this person has more than one direct report, approach those other individuals and say, can you help me out here?
I really got to get this project done. So I'm going to go in the back room. So-and-so-and-so comes around, just laugh at his jokes and say, I'll be back later and just entertain him because that's the deal. What are you going to do? I mean, you're not in a position to fire him or tell him to shut up.
Yeah. You know, so there isn't a way to politely ask him to leave you alone.
I'm thinking.
I'm counting on you coming up with the magic bullet, Kathy.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, what I will say is this kind of thing is very grating on the individual, right? Because you start to dread. I'm sure there's like you can hear the sound of the footsteps. You start
to dread.
You know it's going. Yeah.
Any notice of this person coming, and it puts you on hypervigilance, which means that your mind, the reason why it's hard to focus is that your mind is out listening for, feeling for, waiting for the interruption that that it knows is coming.
Right.
So it is actually an extremely stressful situation, though it looks somewhat humorous to people on the outside. It's a really tough thing to be deal with.
Okay, so I'm coming up with some things. If you well, they may not be good, but if you have a relationship with your boss's boss, you could ask for some help.
Ask if they can send him to adult daycare or something until his time.
I don't know what they're going to do, whether they're going to speak to him about it.
Yeah.
Or
what would you say to the boss's boss?
Just say, look, I know he's on his way out and he's done some amazing stuff, but he's doesn't have much to do right now. And I think one of the things he likes to do is just come in and talk, and I've got a lot of work to do. I don't know how you can help me, but see if you can help me, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't turn to this person and say, look, I've got to get this done.
Right.
Look, you may be heading out, but I'm planning on staying. Right. You can't say that?
Well, maybe you could say, can I have your help with this? I'm trying to get this done. Would you help me?
No.
Maybe you could do that.
Maybe.
Certainly maybe wouldn't have worked included with Mr. Cook. if I told him I had something to do, he would give me a philosophical story about that.
Right. I remember when had something to do,
a
hard project. Yes. Yeah, this is a really tough one. I agree. I mean, I do think that if it's something that will make this individual look good, that you could say, I'm working on that project that really, you know, that's a high profile for you, and I need the time to get back to it, but it could hurt
can
their
you help
feelings.
Me?
Can you help me by going away? No, you can't say that.
Well, maybe you can give them something to read or edit.
Oh, there you go.
And say, what do you think of this? I want your feedback on this. We've done blah, blah, blah.
So give him something to do.
Right. And then maybe he may disappear.
I was just going to say, he might help or he might just go away.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It depends. I don't know what kind of work you have. If you're an accountant, they probably can't do that.
Right.
It depends. But this is a real politically sensitive situation that you really have to wait this out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also interesting because it's cross-generational, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the younger worker, I'm assuming that they haven't been there for 20 years, or they've been the boss for 20 years, that's right. So they've been there for a while. They actually could be of similar age group. But what I was thinking is, if you are younger and this person is coming and bending your ear, you could really resent them for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's really the company's fault that they're allowing it. But, you know, this is what happens.
It is.
I mean, clearly this person doesn't have enough work.
Right. Mm. And some people, I think, when they've made a decision to retire, the company, you're right, takes things off their plate, so to speak, gives them fewer responsibilities. Or the individual decides that they just want to coast. They don't want to work so hard.
Right.
Right.
So there are a lot of factors over which the person asking the question has no control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully that was helpful.
All right. So I'm going to recap because... Kathy has said some very wise things today, always, but today in particular regarding this, which is a tough situation. So on the one hand, you may have to just realize this is your job. On the other hand, you may try asking your boss for help, for assistance with certain things and hope that that both distracts him and sends him away. And the third thing, if you really get to your wit's end, would be to go to the boss's boss and just state the case of what's going on and see if they have any ideas for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories and advice about bosses to AskK2. Vote for us on Podcastland. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.